This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Jazz Cafe, a one-hour smorgasbord of jazz from the dawn of the recording age to the present day. Join me, Lou McConnell, Thursday live at 11 a.m, repeated on Sunday at 4 p.m. ORFM Dunedin, brought to you by Rhubarb on Highgate. Yeah, it is that time here again, here at Otago Access Radio, down there in Princess Street Studios. Lou McConnell here for the usual hour. Last week we didn't have time to finish off some old vinyl that I was playing, i.e. Yank Lawson and the Bob Haggart Jazz Band, one of the premier jazz bands of the late revival, I suppose we could call it, 70s, tough. Old vinyl record called Stereo Project. Don't remember it, but anyway, it definitely is. That's what it says on the back, so it must be. So we're going to finish off with a couple that we didn't finish last week. Do You Know the Way to San Jose and The Windmills of Your Mind? Bob Haggart, Yank Lawson, the world's greatest jazz band, they called themselves. Well, that's arguable, but they were still pretty good. We'll be right back. that, of course, the windmills of your mind. Shuffling things around here a bit, fairly obvious, isn't it? The windmills of your mind. And before that, we heard Do You Know the Way to San Jose? Okay, we're going to go from the Lawson Haggart Jazz Band to the... It's a bit of a treat for people here. This was a hugely popular Dixieland group way back in the 70s. Once again, it's on a vinyl disc. This one's called... What's this one called? The brand? Stereo Disc. Auto Fidelity. Yeah. Guest star is Louis Armstrong. If you're a Louis Armstrong fan, don't go away. Louis is the guest artist with the Dukes of Dixieland, as I said, hugely popular. And they were lucky enough to talk Louis into playing with them. Louis takes all the trumpet solos. You won't have any trouble identifying him. The rest of the band is... just the Dukes of Dixieland, I guess. Conglomeration of jazz musicians. Anyway, first three numbers out are... first four numbers out, eh? The Sheik of Araby, Wolverine Blues, Sweet Georgia Brown, and the Limehouse Blues.
Into your tent, I'll creep. Oh, that'll be the day. But as long as the stars above, they'll lead our way to love. Yes, you rule this land with me, hot mama, 'cause I'm the Sheik of Araby.
Wolverine Blues, this one. Wolverine Blues, next one up, Georgia Brown.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
And there we have it. That concludes our featured artist for the day, which was, if you're interested again, the golly, Lou. Yeah, the Jukes of Dixieland, of course, as I said, are hugely well known way back in the 70s, 80s, probably not at all known now, with guest artist Louis Armstrong. And but we're going to stay with this gig a little longer, and we're going to pick up with that wonderful English trad band, Kenny Ball. And here's a selection, shall we say, of Kenny's greatest hits, and he had lots of them.
So well, Louis, Lucille, Jeanette. Every gay was a gay carousel. Denny, Doreen, Annette. How I thrill with each name I recall. And just to capture again all those moments then, and I still love.
Thank you. losing my hair many years from now? Will you still be sending me a valentine, birthday greetings, bottle of wine? If I be now till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? You'll be older too, and if you say the word, I could stay with you. I could be handy mending a fuse when your lights are gone. You can knit a sweater by the fireside, Sunday mornings go for a ride, doing the garden, digging the weeds, who could ask for more? Oh, will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we pretend the cottage in the Isle of Wight, if it's not too dear, we shall scrimp and save. Grandchildren on your knee, Harry, Bert and Dave. Send me a postcard, drop me a line, state in point of view, indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away. Give me an answer, fill in a form, mine forevermore. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Thank you.
55 Days at Peking. That was from a very, very old vinyl record, Golden Era Records. That would have to be, there's another one, Terry's George Street. Been a long time since Terry's were in business. Anyway, they hold their sound pretty well, do they not? Back in a moment, anyway.
Jazz Cafe, a one-hour smorgasbord of jazz from the dawn of the recording age to the present day. Join me, Lou McConnell, Thursday live at 11 a.m, repeated on Sunday at 4 p.m. Or FM Dunedin, brought to you by Rhubarb on Highgate.
Yeah, well, we're sort of focused on the Dixie and the old-time stuff on the vinyl. Yeah, focused, a lovely word these days. Everyone's being focused on something. Not me, I'm not focused. Anyway, let's go to Johnny Varro, the Johnny Varro Swing 7, he calls it. Johnny was, amongst other things, a very, very good stride pianist, and he is. He's still functioning, Johnny. It's a nice group here, but unfortunately, Ken Pleposky, who is a linchpin, I suppose, of a lot of these groups, he features on alto sax and clarinet. Ken actually died about 3 or 4 weeks ago, would you believe? He leaves a big hole in the jazz fraternity. But anyway, so let's go with Duke Ellington's Ring Them Bells and Rudolph Frimmel's, Only a Rose. See what you think.
Thank you.
Rudolph Frimmel, I think, semi-classical man, wasn't he? Only a Rose, certainly different to the... Yeah, that's Johnny Varro's version of Only a Rose. I still remember having to sing that at school, being relatively unimpressed with Mr. Frimmel's famous composition. But there we go. Well, that's about us for the day. Thilo Wolf, take it out. That's my band, Philo reckons. Well, let's see. Anyway, catch you all next week, okay? Take care out there.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.